Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Have we had John Saucier before? Did you hear that? I'm not familiar with him. Is he brand new?
No, he's been around.
John Saucier.
He usually anchors. On Fox News.
He's got that sound. Like, hey.
He's got the puker, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's been around Fox News for a long time.
No way. Yeah. Really? Just on the radio? He's not on TV, is he?
I think he's a radio guy.
Yeah. John Saucier. Fox News. Okay. Everything good in your world? Sorry, I was so cross in the last half hour. I just kind of got in a bad mood there for a second. So
that's okay.
How are you this morning? Good?
I'm hanging in there. Yes, thank you. Trying to wear my my padding today to keep the punches from, you know.
No, not at you. Not at you. When I get upset about something, Gary, it's never at you. It's not at you.
Okay.
You didn't think it was at you. I'm not mad at you. I just get frustrated with other people. You're in there drinking from a fire hose, trying to get stuff on. So I'm sorry if it ever comes across that I'm frustrated or angry with you. That's not the case. You have a right to be mad at me because I'm the one that talks too much and eclipses some of your time. So I apologize in advance.
I choose to internalize that.
Yes. Well, I know you do, which is fortunate for me that you're not bitter about it. So I just, for people who were with us the last half hour.
Listen, you know, and you know me well.
Yeah.
Holding on to bitterness, you know, my wife often says, you know, I can get, you know, I have this really amazing ability. And I didn't craft it. It was God-given. To where if I get upset about something and then it's gone and I don't stew on it, it's gone and I can let it go. So
I can say that's true. I've been the beneficiary of that on a number of occasions for the last 7 years.
It's really a blessing because holding on to stuff like that's just not healthy.
Yeah. So. All right. Well, anyway, just to clear that up.
We're all good. Yeah. Everything's fine.
Okay. Well, thank you very
much.
That was
30 minutes ago. That's ancient history.
I'm still stewing about it, but it's not at you. So, all right. Thank you very much, Gary. See, that's the way mature people kind of work through an issue. We just did it on the radio because Gary's in the other room. I don't get to go. I should have gotten up and walked in, but he was busy this morning. It's 7:08 on this Thursday morning. It's the 25th day of April, 2024. Hey, you know what? My next guest is holding, so I want to get to him. But the Chronic Care of Richmond text line is open. I thought it was just a Jeff thing in the afternoon, but the Chronic Care of Richmond text line is open in the morning, so we can do the same thing that Jeff does in the morning. So for those of you who send me emails on Facebook, I'm so sorry. I'm snowed under with emails on Facebook, and I feel guilty about that because if you take the time to send me a note, I'd like to respond. But I probably get 100 of those a day, and I just can't get to all of them. But the texting might make it a little easier. So the text number, the Chronic Care of Richmond text number is 833-804-1140. and you can respond to what you're hearing on the air. Hopefully you're not mad at me. But, you know, even if you are, this, you can text me. Tell me what you're thinking about the monologue or the interviews. Here's one that I thought was interesting. Hold on. Oh, good morning, John. This is Robert from Lenexa. I believe everything the Dems are doing to hurt Donald Trump is actually helping him, and it may put him back in the White House. So that's an interesting text, because in the next half hour, we're going to talk to Donald Trump's pollster, John McLaughlin. He has been with us several times. I'm wondering whether John is seeing that. Is all this awful, bogus, I think, bogus attacks on the Trump people, is it actually helping Donald Trump? I think it probably is. So John McLaughlin's coming up at 7:35. We will see what poll numbers he's looking at. I do think he kind of shoots straight with us. You know, every pollster, you have to put a little asterisk. But I think John would tell us if, you know, if he was seeing something different than what the national media is talking about, and would shoot straight with us. When I was in Norfolk for the event at the downtown, at the Hilton, I guess, in downtown Norfolk a couple of weeks ago, I wound up having a great conversation with somebody I've talked to before, and he gave me a heads up that he was coming to Richmond, and then I didn't get to talk to him because I was traveling. So I thought this would still be a great opportunity to talk to Walt Red Hawk Brown, who's the chief of the Shero and Haka Nottoway Indian tribe. And you probably saw the pictures, if you follow Governor Youngkin on Facebook, that he was just with the tribe and their, I guess, annual ceremony where they have this tax tribute that is ancient, by Virginia standards at least. And so, Chief, I appreciate you joining us this morning. And I wanted to, I was great to see you in Norfolk, and I appreciate you coming on this morning. How did the event with the governor go, and can you give me the history lesson behind that? And good morning to you.
Well, first of all, John, thank you for the opportunity.
Yes.
In our Iroquoian language, we say, Bakwat Santi Tong, you knew how. Hello and good morning, man. The Spotswood Treaty tribute that we do annually to the sitting governor of Virginia was an exciting and beautiful ceremony. Governor Youngkin was so kind, and his first lady, to help us there to present the February the 27th, 1713 Spotswood Treaty that was signed between Okura Ashrihia. Of course, the colonists gave him the name William Edmund, who was our tribal king in those days. Back in the 1700s, we were referred to as kings, and Provisional Lieutenant Governor Alexander Spotswood. And that treaty tribute requires that we give every year to the sitting governor three peace arrows. Originally, it was 20 beaver pelts. The Treaty of 1647 and the Treaty of 1677 was 20 beaver pelts, 1646, 1677. But when Alexander Spotswood was involved in the building of the Brafferton at William Mary College in Williamsburg, which was set aside to teach Native people, Indigenous people, Christianity, English literature, etc., he met with the Indigenous chiefs in Virginia and gave them an ultimatum, said, if you send your sons to the Brafferton, then we will forgive the treaty tribute of 20 beaver pelts.
Hmm.
So in 1711, Spotswood wrote, and you can read his writings, he said that we had two of the chief men's sons attending the Brafferton. So basically what happened, and it gave it out, our requirement to do the treaty tribute of 20 beaver pelts. However, in the treaty, the last treaty that was let with the Crown of England was let by my people, the Chero and Haka Nottoway Indian tribe here in South Heffern County, Virginia, wherein the treaty tribute became three peace arrows, but it basically says that whatever else you wish to give, you can give it. So what we do, we give the three peace arrows and also the beaver pelt, because the beaver pelt represents the 20 beaver pelts that was required as part of the treaty tribute, a tax tribute, the Treaty of 1646 and 1677.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we wrap it in a wampum belt, which is basically what we used for currency back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the story goes that Hiawatha, with the six civilized tribes, the Mohawk, the Seneca, the Cayuga, the Onondaga, the Oneida, and the Tuscarora. He was involved in ensuring that there was a peaceful accords and relationships with the six tribes, the six, what they call the six civilized tribes, and everything was written on wampum belts. But there's another piece of history that you don't read about, mm-hmm. is that the founders of the Constitution of the United States, Benjamin Franklin and his other followers and workers, they use the 117 articles of the Iroquois Treaty of Peace as a guideline to form the Constitution of the United States. Matter of fact, Congressional Concurrent Resolution 1988, the resolution number is 224. You can read about that, okay? Mm-hmm. Where they gave honor and kudos to the Iroquois Nation for their input in building the Constitution of the United States. And other thing that people are not aware of, when you look at the dollar bill, you see the eagle on the back of it. That is actually the Iroquois eagle, okay?
Is that right?
It has 13 arrows. They originally, the Iroquois eagle had six arrows underneath of it because it's harder to break six arrows than it is to break one arrow. One.
That symbolism is very important. How do you feel about doing this every year? You know, I talk to some people, especially the left-wing crowd, that is very hostile about colonialism and they, you know, they're mad about everything. So since you are the chief of the modern Indian tribe, do you feel good about this? Is this do you feel like this is an honoring event, or how do you process it?
Of course, it's a great honor. And I say that because what's going on now in this country that we're living in now is that mm-hmm. there's a process. There is a way that appears to be negating out indigenous people history, especially here in Virginia, okay? And it's very important that we keep that history alive. Mm-hmm. But, and I'll give you a clear example. William & Mary College, okay? My daughter attended William & Mary College, right. And the Brafferton was the first school in Virginia set aside to teach Native Americans English, Christianity, math, etc. Okay, but the powers to be came about and said certain things were racial or prejudice, so they got rid of the feathers, the two feathers, mm-hmm. which William & Mary's always been the tribe. Okay, mm-hmm. and there are so many things that's going on negating out the history.
So you see that as a purge of a reference point that helps keep your history alive, instead of a noble let's get rid of things that might be seen by some as derogatory towards Native American Indian tribes.
This is definitely not derogatory. This is a means of continuing the ethno-history and the current history of the Sherowan-Hakka Nottoway Indian tribe here in Southampton County, mm-hmm. Virginia. So that's what the Spotswood Treaty Tribute of February 27, 1713 symbolizes for our tribe. We're keeping the history alive, and that's what you have to do.
Right.
And I have been so honored to have been a guest speaker for every military installation here in Hampton Roads, all the colleges and universities, to include Southside Community College, Elizabeth City State University, to include On the Hill in Washington, D.C., to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, four television documentaries. And one of the things that we push is that Native people need to tell their own story.
Right.
Because a lot of the history that was written by colonials, the writers colored it to their own perspective.
Right. It's a weird situation that there's so many people who I think they believe they're doing the right thing by purging all of this, but in fact they're stifling they're taking away platforms, they're taking away all the reference points that keep that history alive. And I mean, it's interesting. I didn't know how this conversation would go or what you would say. That's interesting that's your perspective. I agree with it as an outsider kind of looking in on it, but that's interesting to me that's how you see it. Chief Red Hawk.
But let me one final comment
here,
sir.
Okay?
I'm glad you led me in with that particular comment you just made, okay? Provincial Lieutenant Governor Alexander Spotswood and William Byrd, they were about the amalgamation of indigenous people among the races. Hmm. Their perspective was the way to get rid of indigenous people is that you would dilute the blood out, because you would have them cohabitate either to intermarry with other ethnicities, okay? And that has been, not that has been going on, but however, it was further promulgated by the 1924 Racial Integrity Act, of which the first director of the Bureau of Vital Statistics here in the state of Virginia was deeply involved in, where they were trying to negate out Native Americans in the state of Virginia. Matter of fact, there were two letters that Walter Plecker wrote to the clerk of the courts in the state of Virginia, okay,
right, right.
1930 and 1943, wherein he said, and he put a hit list together, a list of names, saying that these were not Indians, they were just bastards trying to be Indians so they could marry into the right race. Okay? So this is not just starting in the gate out of tribal history.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, he went as far as to say that there were no Indians in Virginia.
Well, this the fact that you did this tribute gave us the opportunity to have this conversation. I guarantee you there are a lot of people in the audience who've never heard this conversation. So I really appreciate it. Please stay in touch with me. Whenever you want to come on, you shoot me a text or call me, and I'd love to talk to you some more.
Okay. Well,
thank you, Chief.
We do two powwows a year.
Okay.
We got the 33rd Green Corn Powwow coming up July the 6th.
I'd like to come out and do a read on the road from there.
You need to do that. It's in Portland, Virginia. Go to the website, and you'll see the Save the Day Powwow flyer. And I want to thank you so very much for this opportunity.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it very much. Chief Walt Red Hawk Brown, the chief of the Shero and the Hakka Nottoway Indian Tribe. We're back with more in a moment on News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.